I think it is very clear from that President Robert Mugabe that he does not prioritize any democratic reforms before the next election. What the president is trying to do is to buy time until such a time the contemporary parliament expires. Then he will have some kind of legal or constitutional ground to then call for an election in consultation with other principals. That's exactly what he's trying to do. There's nothing else. He knows that it will be difficult for the constitution-making process to move in his absence, precisely because, as you rightly pointed out, the management committee said that they still want to consult their principals. And also, precisely because, as you know, that cabinet does not sit in the absence of President Mugabe since 1980. It has never happened that cabinet sits in his absence. So I think it's a very Machiavellian tactic to try and delay and slow down all democratic reforms until such a time that it will become reasonable to people that an election has to be called. That is such a time when the current parliament expires.
But what can be done in the interim to ensure that these reforms do take place before elections are called?
I think we are now getting to a very difficult position because the current inclusive government is in its twilight zone, and our options are becoming thinner and thinner every day.